Hi, I'm Scott Hansman, and it is Azure Friday, and we're talking all about Azure App Service, specifically today with Kirill Gavriluk. How are you?
Good, thanks, Scott.
We're going to talk about mobile apps in the context of Azure App Service.
Excellent.
I always like seeing you because you have so many nice demos and you bring me hardware to touch.
I'm always happy to do that. And today we're going to talk about a really cool change that we're seeing in Azure.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, we're bringing many things together and creating, instead of 100 services for you, we're going to create one that will do everything you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you may be familiar with Azure Mobile Services. And today, we announced Azure Mobile Apps. It's a feature of App Service, the new offering to build great apps that encapsulates all the features of mobile services and joins them together with the features of websites, brings new offering called Logic Apps, and allows you to build pretty much any kind of app you like and take advantage of all the capabilities that we had in Azure.
So it's bringing together all of these different pieces, these Lego bricks that I can now snap together into one integrated application platform.
Exactly. Imagine, because there's so many folks out there that have a mobile service to power their mobile app.
Mm-hmm.
And then a website, because every mobile app needs to have a website. And there was a website that powers their web app. And they're sitting on two different containers, and they're paying for those things twice. Imagine how can they be happy now that all of them can be moved into one container. You pay one thing for one thing, or don't pay, depending on your needs. And it does all of that for you.
And we're doing a whole series on Azure Friday. We're going to see Logic Apps, and we're going to see Web Apps, and we're going to see API Apps. Let's see what you can do with the power of mobile apps.
Absolutely. So what we'll do together right now in the next 10 minutes is build a mobile app for a hypothetical service technician.
Hmm.
This year, I think, is the year when the mobile in the enterprise is really going to take on.
Hmm.
By that, I mean, last year, you ask a company how many mobile apps internally you have for employees, and they'll say, yeah, maybe two. This year, you ask them, they'll say, 20, maybe 30, I don't know. It's taking off.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to build a line of business app for a service technician of a prototypical auto dealership.
Oh, OK, so someone who's going to be working on my car.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so here I have a UI mock, just because I'm not really good with UI, so I ask folks to build one for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to fill it up and connect it to all the right things and make it real.
Okay.
So right now it's just mock data. It has what we want this app to do is we want this app to connect to Salesforce, CRM system where we track all the jobs, all the appointments the service technician needs to perform at. This app should allow a technician to update the status of the jobs as he performs them, and in the end complete them. So let's say he wants to change oil, then mark it completed. And we want this app to not only update Salesforce CRM, because that's where our main source of truth is, but also an internal SQL database where we keep additional information about productivity of service technicians, mandatory recalls that are needed for this particular appointment, et cetera. So we're going to use Azure App Service, the mobile apps feature of Azure App Service, to connect this app to real data and allow a technician to work with data offline.
And that is the reality of business today, that it's a hybrid environment. You've got data in SQL. You've got data in Salesforce. Some people have iPads. Some people have Macs. Some people have Surfaces. They all want access to their data as they go about their jobs.
Exactly, exactly. All right, let's do that. So first we're going to, I have a new Azure portal, the preview Azure portal. It's very easy to create a new mobile app. Just like with anything else, you go to the new and you pick a mobile app and create.
Mm-hmm.
I already have a mobile app created right here. And if I click on this, I'll see a blade that will show me all the capabilities and allow me to manage my mobile app backend. And for those of you familiar with Azure Mobile Services, you'll recognize many familiar things. With App Service, you can push notifications across many platforms. You can authenticate your users with Azure Active Directory or any social identity providers. We provide you SDK for many platforms, including Windows, iOS, Android. This list will grow as App Service moves from preview to GA. Important part is, while all these backend capabilities are available to you, you can extend them with custom code. With mobile services, your custom code was hosted in this container that was separate from your website.
Right.
With App Service, we have one container. This is nice. You just have one thing that does it all. We have one container where both my web app and my mobile app custom code live.
Mm-hmm.
And here, right there, if I click on it, I'll see a blade that manages my app code. Now, I'm going to use Visual Studio to actually extend my mobile backend mm-hmm. with custom code that will talk to both SQL and Salesforce. So let me move to Visual Studio.
Okay. And you're on a Mac because you're doing iPad and iPhone development here, but you're going to do some work in Visual Studio as well.
Because if you had Visual Studio on a Mac, that would be even better. but anyway, so here I have a simple project. Technician App 2, right? And this is a result of a standard template, Azure Mobile App template. And the only two files that I added here is one, which is a job, which is simple, just an entity that describes the jobs and okay. everything we want to store for it. And then we have a job controller, which is a result of a simple scaffolding gesture. Azure table controller, right? And it's the same gesture that you had before with Azure Mobile Services. Mm-hmm. And it produces you an API controller. The special sauce about that API controller is that it supports full OAuth data querying, paging, filtering.
Mm-hmm.
It also supports offline sync semantics. So it mm-hmm. knows about that offline sync metadata, what is deleted, when it was deleted, what changed, what not. This out of the gate, when you create a table controller, it will connect to a SQL database. Or to Mongo, to any other data source. What we want to do in this case is also to connect to our Salesforce CRM.
Okay.
Right? And so what we're going to do is we're going to make, right here, I actually already added this line. So we're just getting the, when technician submits an update to a job mm-hmm. from that app, we're going to take the job and not only store the update in SQL database, but also send it directly to Salesforce.
And this Salesforce client is coming from the API application.
Exactly. Yes.
And the thing that's exciting about this is that the API application had an automatically generated SDK, so you're getting a friendly face on Salesforce.
Exactly.
And I'm also noticing that you're not having to say anything about authorization. That token is flowing smoothly through the entire experience.
Precisely right, yes. And all the your Salesforce login is associated with your Active Directory token that mm-hmm. is flowing in, so you don't have to log in twice, you don't have to write anything here. So we're using Salesforce API app in this case mm-hmm. to talk to Salesforce. Great. So that's all really I needed to do to build a custom backend for my app. So all I need then is to build and then publish it. Oh, one more thing I wanted to show you. Mobile services customers today always say, gee, I really could use that web jobs feature that exists in websites.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it wonderful? It can run continuously. It can do background stuff for me. I don't have it in mobile services. And for a while, what they had to do is to wait until mobile services team brings the websites feature into mobile services. That takes long. Now you can have here. I have a Salesforce web job that synchronizes in the background between mm-hmm. the SQL and the Salesforce. I have this job running in the same container as my mobile app backend.
So when you make something on Azure App Services, you've got web apps, you've got logic apps that we've seen in another video, and in this case, mobile apps, they're all living in that same context. They can share authentication information. They share data from API services, from API applications, rather. And all this data is moving very cleanly and smoothly through the system.
Exactly. And they run in the same container, and you pay only once for it. It's very nice.
That is fantastic.
Now, okay, we have this. You can publish just like you publish any app type in Azure, right? You publish through Publish Dialog. Mm-hmm. I already have this code running, so
okay.
I'm not going to waste time publishing. Let's go back to our app and complete it.
Okay.
So what we need to do is to connect this empty, currently it's just dummy data, empty client-only application. We need to connect it to our app service instance.
Okay.
Some of you will recognize this API. The way you connect mobile apps to App Service is by using mobile SDK.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same SDK that we had with mobile services. So it now App Service automatically gets all the SDKs for all platforms, whether it's Xamarin, whether it's PhoneGap, whether it's iOS native or Windows. I'm connecting to my Tech Mobile App code site that we just created and published to. Because we wanted to build our app in offline mode, support offline mode in our app, right? Mm-hmm. Because see, if you're building a line of business apps especially, you don't want folks to be interrupted because connectivity went down. So we need to initialize our mobile SDK with an offline store.
Okay.
And I think Donna and you recorded a wonderful video about offline sync feature, and I really recommend folks to watch it.
We did, and we'll put links in the show notes so people can access that information as well.
So here I'm initializing. We use by default SQLite. Mm-hmm. You can plug in your own store if you like, so your JSON file would work well. Here I'm just providing SQLite database name. I make up a name, and we'll create a table job. Mm-hmm. From there on, all the CRUD operations that we need to do, reading and writing, all look fairly straightforward. I'm just using a link syntax to do a query. Update is even simpler. Mm-hmm. And finally, when connectivity is present, we want to trigger synchronization between our local store and our app service. Mm-hmm. And this just listen to it, this will synchronize your local store with two data stores, with SQL and with Salesforce, thanks to those API app magic mm-hmm. that we have, right? And the table controller. So here we have push async and pull async. And again, that wonderful video that you shot with Donna has the details about these APIs, mm-hmm. but they synchronize your changes. Last bit, we want to authenticate the technician with Azure Active Directory. Again, all the apps in the app service get this feature automatically, right? You can use authentication with any of the identity providers, no matter what app you're writing, web, mobile, logic, doesn't matter. And it's just one line of code. I'm using Xamarin Forms, by the way. Mm-hmm. Very nice for line of business development. Just write it once, write UI logic once, okay. and it works. Except for some quirks, like I have to do this. All right, so let's actually show this app running on a real device. Mm-hmm. And here we have the data, which is coming from Salesforce CRM system. And we can flip this online mode.
So I'm going to switch into offline.
Great. And then I'm going to switch right here to the to my Salesforce website. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to edit one job. Let's say this one. I'm going to flip it back to new.
Okay.
And then we can go ahead here.
So we switch back to this device, and I'll just turn it back to online, because maybe I've been walking around the service department with my device, and I've got intermittent connectivity.
Exactly. And we'll see it sync. Yep, there you go. And it's synced, and Scott is now, and you have a new job. And now you can mark it completed.
So then now that's synced into Salesforce. We've pulled data from Salesforce and SQL into a mobile application with occasionally connected functionality. Yep. The syncing and the offline is automatic, and it's all running in the context of an Azure App Service.
Exactly.
Very cool, very exciting stuff going on with Azure App Service. Today we learned all about mobile apps here on Azure Friday.